Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Belanger, and here is your morning news. Ottawa's annual Kwanzaa celebration will be virtual this year due to increasing COVID-19 case counts. Jaku Konbit, an organization that partners with Ottawa communities to support residents of African descent, has hosted the annual Kwanzaa celebration for the last 15 years. Unlike last year, when the celebration was completely virtual, this year's event was intended to bring people together in person. Jaku Konbit had planned a series of online information sessions to educate the wider community about the meaning of Kwanzaa. On December 31st, there was an in-person event scheduled to take place at the Bronson Center, which would have featured a dinner catered by a local Afro-Caribbean restaurant and live entertainment from traditional African dancers, musicians, and storytellers. Ken Campbell, president of Jaku Konbit, says they were forced to cancel the in-person event in order to keep the community safe.
So what we had planned was an online information session for those 7 days. That's an online explanation of each of the 7 days of Kwanzaa. So we invite people from all over, and we just have a lot of local and cultural performers, an explanation of Kwanzaa, what it means, and an opportunity to network and to celebrate and reaffirm the values of family, community, and culture. So that community celebration, because of the pandemic and what's going on and the risk that's associated with the new variant, we have decided that we will not go ahead with the physical meeting space, which was scheduled for the 30th. But the online version of information session will still continue.
Kwanzaa is a 7-day secular holiday first celebrated in 1966. It was established by Dr. Maulana Karenga, a black activist from California, following the Watts Rebellion, a series of riots spurred by the unlawful treatment of black residents by police. The riots resulted in the deaths of 34 people, 26 of which were black people who died at the hands of law enforcement. Karenga conceived the holiday as a means of uniting Black Americans to celebrate traditional African values such as community, family, and cultural pride. Kwanzaa has since been embraced internationally by people of African descent from varying religious backgrounds, including in Canada. The word Kwanzaa comes from a Swahili word meaning first fruits, which refers to the culmination of the harvest season. It is observed for 7 days from December 26th to January 4th, with each day representing one of 7 principles. The 7 principles in order are unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. Each day, participants observe the lighting of a kinara, a candle holder with 7 prongs to represent each of the 7 days and their corresponding principles. Symbolism is used to represent the 7 principles, with fruits and vegetables representing abundance and corn representing prosperity. The holiday culminates with the Feast of Faith, which is usually celebrated on December 31st. Campbell says the principles that are celebrated during Kwanzaa have exceptional meaning this year, given the impact COVID-19 has had on the community as a whole.
I think the energy and the feel and the pulse of the community, not only within the black community, but within community as a whole, people are thinking of a more just and equitable and fair society. And there's more goodwill, you know, to do well, not just within the African community, but from all over. And in fact, Jaku Konbit, I've received tremendous help and support from mainstream community that want to give back and want to help to build and make sure that everyone has equal share to justice and equity. So I think the timing is perfect. And so this celebration of Kwanzaa is a good fit because it ties into the whole multicultural mosaic landscape, of which Ottawa is a wonderful example, where everyone can learn and share. And also, this holiday season ties into other cultural celebrations as well. And this is what makes Canada and the human family actually wonderful, is that we have different unique aspects of culture, but each one of those cultures add to the mosaic in which we live.
Campbell says that Kwanzaa is also a time for people of African descent to come together in solidarity as a community to celebrate collective and individual achievements which help to uplift and support the community as a whole. Kwanzaa comes at a time of year when several significant religious holidays take place, such as Hanukkah and Christmas, both celebrated during the month of December. Since Kwanzaa has no religious association, many people from a variety of religious backgrounds observe it alongside religious holidays. Campbell says the opportunity that Kwanzaa presents for communities of different backgrounds to come together perfectly encapsulates the principle of unity.
The United Nations had declared 2015 to 2024 as the decade for people of African descent. So many of the countries around the world have actually declared that decade as a time for healing and to support people of African descent. And so we want to talk about what has been done so far and what we can do in our own individual level to further enhance, to further improve, to further work together, to collaborate, to support, and to network with each other, and thus contributed to a healthier community and well-being for everyone involved. And so that was the key message of the Kwanzaa celebration. And we do so with the understanding that even though we are of African descent, we have different experiences, but we want to focus on the shared experience and the shared culture that we have as a community. And we want to make sure that we can set a wonderful example for our children and our youth so that they can grow up knowing that they come from a very wealthy culture and tradition, and that they have an obligation to give back and to contribute to their community as they go along.
Campbell says although the in-person gathering is canceled, he is hoping to organize a gathering for his community in the near future, restrictions permitting. He invites the broader community to watch the online information sessions and encourages them to learn from the seven principles. Jaku Konbit is selling kinaras for $80 on their website to any individual, family, or organization who wishes to celebrate Kwanzaa this year. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Belanger.